Okay, let's get back to, the trenches cut by a plow in the ground, they're called what?
Bores.
Okay, and if you have a good yield out of a field, you say you raised a big...
Bore.
Okay, and if you get rid of all the brush and the trees and so on in the land, you say you did what?
You cleared the land.
Cleared the land, okay. Okay, what do you call a just cleared piece of land? You have a special name for that, or is that just...
I'm not sure, that I would say a field, or to, in a way distinct, well, a field, I'd say it has to be a field, because when I think of things like pastures and meadows,
mm-hmm.
for instance, those directly relate to our livestock. But then a field that is just open, which is not sown or anything like that, I think I would just call it a field.
Let me see. What do you call the old dry grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Stubble.
Stubble, okay.
I have read stubble, pardon me.
Okay. You ever hear terms like aftermath? You ever hear that called the aftermath?
No, I haven't. That's interesting.
Okay, and let me see, if you have a bunch of wheat, you tie that up into
a shock.
A shock, okay.
Really, that I was thinking, that might be by analogy, but down here we tie, you know, corn into shocks.
Uh-huh.
And I would imagine you'd do the same to wheat, or maybe bundles or something. But
did I ask you where you store corn?
In corn crib.
Corn crib, okay. Okay, and if you talked about wheat, you might, and you're talking about the quantity you get to an acre, let's say, you might say you raised 40
bushels.
Okay, let me see, what do you have to do with oats or wheat to separate the grain from the rest of it?
To separate the well, several things. So you've got to thresh it,
okay.
Which can be done by hand with a flame tool or a threshing tool,
mm-hmm.
or can be done with a threshing machine, and then to clean it, you winnow it.
Winnow, okay. Mm-hmm. If you, well, what's the past tense of thresh? If you thresh it today, yesterday you
threshed it.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, let's go through these in time. If you and another man have to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and what?
You and I.
Okay. If you're not speaking to him, but just talking about him, you'd say the job is for...
You and me.
Okay.
Or it's for him and me. The job is for him and me.
Okay. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you'd say, what?
We're coming to see you.
Okay, use the two pronouns.
Okay.
As subjects.
Something like, they and I are coming to see you.
Okay.
Or more than I could be, it'd be, my friends and I are coming to see you.
Okay.